Empty house. The movers came, the movers left. The house was empty. This was not a sad leaving, particularly. We were building a house a few miles away. We were relocating, not moving. Nonetheless, the move stopped me. I leaned on the wall, looking into the living room, where there had been a safe and tidy nest. There was now nothing. If I squinted my eyes, I could see blurry visions of half-full wine glasses, embers from a January fire, Sunday morning tea, the Times, and a woolly blue throw, friends drifting through, grandchildren tumbling through, dogs careening through. I could see my friend Tony dancing on one of my birthdays, hopping up on the hearth and doing a routine from her days as a Stanford cheerleader, a dolly. She is gone now. A silent gathering in the kitchen after my son's memorial, his friends from college, floating, no one knowing what to do, what to say. My friend and I sitting on the floor of the bedroom, looking through his pictures, mute. My daughter lying under a Christmas tree she had single-handedly cut, now attempting to put it up, make it straight. Me sitting at the kitchen counter, unaware of time, looking at my computer on a Tuesday morning in my pink robe. Birthdays, anniversaries, grilling steaks in March, roasting new red potatoes in the spring, designing my first salmon and papillote. Forever troubled by letting go, I didn't want to save all that I did save. The baby dishes with the divided sections occupied by a painted rabbit or raccoon, the lumpy pottery bowls that Sam and Lily crafted in third grade, a green sippy cup, a picture book from a trip to Croatia that Sam had dedicated to me, books I thought I might read one day, photos that marked the passage of time, laughter, sadness, grief, disbelief. It was all there. Life over a decade of years. What was I experiencing as I leaned against that wall? A desire to remember, a desire to never forget. I know that is not possible. Over the years ahead, only snippets of memory will remain, tendrils of what has happened here. I know this to be true. We will go on to another house, or maybe another. The movers will come, the movers will go, and I will stand again and look at an empty room.